There's a point we come to in our life when we look around, say to no one in particular, wow, I've done okay for myself. Borrowing the words of Barack Obama, who one time said that if you think you accomplish things on your own, you didn't do it alone. Well, he was sort of right. Obama was trying to insinuate that government played a role in what you wound up with. Fact is, God plays that role. We find in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought, make fat your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Yet with that as a fact of faith, many consider what they have a result of something like luck or coincidence. Now, that's you. Here's an idea. Make a list of everything that had to happen, no matter how big or small, for you to wind up with any one specific success. Then look at what will be a list a lot longer than you were assuming it would be. It wasn't luck or an accident. It was God's plan, which you thankfully heard and responded to. God speaking in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. When God sends us out on the path that he created for us to serve and honor him on, he does not ever send us out as an empty vessel. We learn in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Now, if something fails, it's because of our lack of action, yet we will blame others for bringing us down or discouraging us, which is wrong. People do not bring you down. You allow them to bring you down, which means you also have the power through God to prevent them from bringing you down. Overcome those naysayers through all that God blesses you with and promises you. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 teaches us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Those who walk in faith get it. Even if what they try fails, they keep going. While some fail and then say, it's not meant to be, it's not going to happen. The faithful says, cool, God just had me learn something. It's going to lead me to success that much faster now. When God answers our prayers, sometimes his answers land within us, requiring us to bring those answers out through action, based in faith.